Welcome, music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Let's begin today's show with one of my favorite recordings. I would consider it a desert island album, if you know what I mean. I think it is often overlooked in people's best of lists. This album has not only great instrumentation, but great singing as well. I'm speaking of Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley, a 1962 release. We're going to hear a couple tracks from this, starting with Save Your Love for Me.
Wish I knew why I'm so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love for me. Run away if I were wise, I'd run away. But like a fool in love, I stay and pray you'll save your love for me. I can feel it even when you're not here. Can't conceal it, I really love you, my dear. And though I know no good can come from loving you, I can't do a thing. Oh, I'm so in love with you. So darling, mercy on a fool like me. I know I'm lost, but still I plead. Darling, please save your love for me. You may have fun with a crowd, but for crying out loud, darling, please save your love for me.
Thank you.
A couple tracks from a great album, Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley. We heard two tracks from that. We began the show with Save Your Love for Me, and that was followed by Unit 7, and that is Nancy Wilson on vocals, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, his brother Nat Adderley on cornet, Louis Hayes on drums, Sam Jones on bass, and Joe Zawinul on piano. Now let's continue on with something new. This is from saxophonist Wayne Escoffrey. He came to San Diego this week, put on a fine concert, part of a series from the Athenaeum Music and Arts Library. And they put on a great series of jazz concerts down here. And this was Wayne Escoffrey. We're going to hear something from his brand new album entitled Like Minds with the Core Quartet. Wayne Escoffrey on tenor sax, Dave Kokoski on piano, Ugana Okegwo on bass, and Mark Whitfield Jr. on drums, with special guests Gregory Porter doing some fine vocals, Tom Harrell on trumpet, and Mike Marino on guitar. We're going to hear two tracks from this album, beginning with Wayne Escoffrey's soulful arrangement of Idle Moments. Thank you.
remember the words of our mama and the meditation. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, for I, oh, thou, oh, for I, oh, for I, oh,
that was Wayne Escoffrey from his latest release, Like Minds. We heard his version of Idle Moments and then a vocal track featuring Gregory Porter, Rivers of Babylon. Well, we're going to jump around in the timeline here and go back to the 1960s. A couple classic albums that I've been listening to lately. I'm speaking of Larry Young from the album Unity. And then Wayne Shorter from the great album Speak No Evil. We're going to hear a couple tracks featuring those albums. Let's start with Larry Young, a great Hammond B3 organ player, playing in his own unique style, very bebop oriented rather than the soul jazz that's likely heard on the Hammond B3. So let's listen to Moon Train from Larry Young. We'll be right back. That last piece you heard was entitled The Ballad of the Fallen, and that is a collaboration between Charlie Hayden and the late, great Carla Bly. Carla Bly was a jazz composer, pianist, organist, bandleader, arranger, a purveyor of the free jazz movements in 1960s, although the music was always very accessible. And sadly, she passed away on October 17th at age 87. And before that, we heard Witch Hunt from the album Speak No Evil. That's Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone and his composition, along with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And we started out that set with The Moon Train from Larry Young. And that, too, is a great quartet of Larry Young on Hammond B3 organ, Woody Shaw on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, and Elvin Jones on drums. And that brings us near the close of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Thank you for listening, folks. My name's Ken Laster. You can hear me on this podcast at jazzandbeyond.com, as well as over the airwaves on WWUH 91.3 FM in the Hartford, Connecticut area, and an internet radio station on RadioBobUSA.com, a great radio station. And if you'd like to check out my posts on social media, I post exclusively to jazztodon.com. That's part of the Mastodon network. Great alternative to the shit show that has become Twitter. You can check me out there, jazztodon.com. And you can also sign up there and be part of the conversation, jazztodon.com. Let's finish up with Chick Corea. Been playing a lot of Chick Corea lately. This is from Tones for Joan's Bones, one of Chick Corea's first albums as a leader. We're going to hear Straight Up and Down. This is Chick Corea. Thank you.